Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! We're back.
Hey.
I love this show.
Yes.
I love it. Guess he's been a frequent person.
No.
How do you say it? Like someone that's starting to be like part of the crew now.
Team player.
Nope. That's not what I was going for to describe you.
Not at all.
Oh, me?
A fixture.
Ooh,
guess
like who's
starting
word.
To become a fixture on the show? Loxamana.
Hey.
Loxie.
It's so cool of him to bring himself down to our level and hang out. That's nice of him.
Hey, that's not it at all. I had some extra time and decided to come by.
How can we get your extra time?
Hang out with you guys.
Yeah. So you didn't actually fit us in.
Gave us
your extra.
You had some spare time.
Yeah. And here we are. I'm a fixture of the koi pond. I love it.
Wow.
Thank you.
I've never seen you as an arrogant person. But you're very arrogant.
What?
He said, what?
I have no idea what you're talking about. How dare you?
How dare you?
Arrogant. Get out of here.
Arrogance. Wait, can we get some AC in here?
Yeah, turn it on.
It'll come on?
Yeah, it'll come on.
Yeah, Adam's very strict, man.
Oh.
Yeah, he won't let it go down to 68. He won't. Yeah.
He has signs up all around the studio that say, do not put below this.
Do not
this
pull
amount.
Up, yeah. Put below 68. And then it goes ... ever. What does that ... mean? What is that called?
I know it's called an ellipsis.
Oh,
really?
Ellipsis.
I didn't know that.
And what is that?
Sure.
Is that made by Mitsubishi? I used to drive around an ellipsis.
Yeah.
That was a nice car, bro. You could tell what part of the decade it was by the car? You ever see a car drive by? Like when you see an Altima,
you're like,
oh, I remember when those were big.
Yeah, you remember?
You remember the Mitsubishi Eclipse?
Yep,
you remember that?
Yep.
You couldn't fuck with the Eclipse for like 5 years.
Yeah. That was my, oh, God.
Mitsubishi was strong. They also had another one called the 3000 GT.
Yep.
And that was like, that's when you had money.
Yeah.
You either got the Eclipse or that 3000 GT, but you had that 3000 GT. Everyone was like, what? Heads were turning. Like, what?
Right.
The Altima. Remember the Altima?
Yeah.
You remember the 3 Series BMW?
Yeah.
What else? What was another one?
I had a Toyota Celica. Okay.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck are you talking
You meant
about?
Supra.
No one gave a shit about that car.
Well.
That wasn't one of those cars where everyone was turning their heads. I just said the Altima.
Oh, turning heads.
The
right.
Mitsubishi.
You
just meant just the car.
Just a popular car.
No, it wasn't popular. It wasn't popular.
Because then you either had the Celica or the Mustang. They're very common cars.
Those two cars don't even go together.
Yeah.
The Celica and the Mustang.
I mean, they were just common cars. You would see them around a lot.
Chase.
I remember.
Chase.
What?
Shut the fuck up. I mean, come on.
Everyone wanted a Celica.
No one wanted the fucking Celica.
Okay, well, I got a Celica.
Your grandparents gave you the Celica. That's how people got Celicas.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Remember the Nissans? Remember the Nissan? I think it was called the 300. It was the 300, right? 300Z, right?
300Z.
The 300Z.
They came after the, because it was Datsun.
Yeah. It was
the
Datsun.
The 280Z.
Then they came out with the 300.
And that one was Nissan. Yeah.
You remember the, here's another one. I'll stop after
with,
this
Hey,
one.
With T-tops?
T-tops.
What's a T-top? Is it like a moon roof?
It's a detachable roof. And it turns your roof into a letter T. Mm-hmm. Looks like a T.
Oh. Yeah.
Like this. And then, like, it's open right here. So the passenger has an open roof and you have a,
That's
you know what
dope.
I mean? There's a bar down the middle.
That's dope.
It was pretty cool. You were rich if you had that.
If you had a T-top?
Yeah. You're rich, bro.
What a fucking hassle, though.
What a hassle. Can you come down here and help me with the passenger side? I didn't even want it off anyways. It's not going to look right if I only take mine off. Yeah, but I told you I did my hair. Get the fuck down here! And help me take the other Fuck you!
10 miles down the road, it starts to rain.
Yeah. Are you happy? Fuck, I left the glass in the garage. Because you can't leave that in the trunk, right?
No. Oh, my God, dude.
What a hassle.
You had to commit to the T-top.
Yeah.
Once you
wanted it. For sure.
Oh, my God, I have another one. You ready? The Integra.
Yeah.
The Acura Integra. You remember the Acura Legend?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I wanted one of those so bad.
The thing about the Acura Legend, all right, I'm going to explain this because you guys are too young. Right? Let me tell you what the Acura Legend was. It was Honda's introduction into premium luxury.
Yeah. Oh, luxury.
It was their premium luxury line. They made this big announcement that the top three Japanese guys were going to start coming out with premium cars. So Acura was Honda, right? And then Toyota was Lexus, and Infiniti was Nissan, right? So they were all coming down the same line. Mm-hmm. But the interior and the exterior had like subtle changes. So the Acura Legend was just a Honda Prelude.
Yep.
So there were Preludes driving around that looked the same, uh-huh. right? But you know the part that says Prelude on the back, they got rid of that and they put these letters on it that said Legend. And man, that car.
I
wanted that car so bad. When you popped the hood, it still said Honda in it.
Wow.
It didn't even say Acura yet.
Parts for a lot of it, right?
Yeah, they were still coming off the same line.
Yeah.
They were coming off the same line. It was the Prelude, you know, they would make their Preludes, and then when they were making the Legend, that's when they would get like real leather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And really soup it up and make it like luxury.
I had a Prelude, I just pretend it was a
Legend?
Yeah. I used to get in it and be like, this is a fucking Legend.
Yeah. That Legend was beautiful, man.
It wasn't a Legend.
You had the Prelude? You know I had a Prelude, too.
Yeah?
I had a Prelude with a missing taillight. I hit a, what is it called? An armored truck?
What?
An armored truck. You know those guys that pick up money from banks and stuff? Or take money to the banks?
Yeah.
I hit it. I merged, and you know their bumpers are made out of like metal, right? They don't have rubber metal.
Steel.
Everything's steel.
Yeah.
So they had this bumper. So you know how it wraps around? The bumper wraps around like this? It's like a claw.
Yeah.
It's like a claw. It's like a robot claw. So when I cut him off, when I went into his lane, imagine that claw grabbing the taillight and just going, thunk! And ripped the whole tail out of everything. The wires, everything.
Wait, did they end up stopping or they kept
Hell
going?
Hell no, it was my fault. So I pulled over to the side and he pulled over. He wouldn't get out. And he looked at me through the window and they have like that little hole on the side.
Yeah.
And he just yelled through it. He goes, it was your fault, man. I go, well, what do you want to do about it? He goes, you can do whatever you want to do.
I can't leave the money.
He goes, I'm not getting out. Yeah. Want to call the cops?
Are you robbing me right now?
This is the worst robbery ever. I'm not falling for it.
Yeah, nice try.
He was literally talking through me through this little window.
And by the way, that's not a Legend.
Yeah.
You want to hear the humiliating part? He was right. I did cut him off. And I go, okay, I guess. And then he took off, right? He drove off. And my taillight, it was a clean rip, bro. It was a clean rip.
And your taillight just...
is in the middle of the street, just laying there. So he drives off, right? And then I'm like, I'm looking... This is the funniest part of the story. And I'm looking, waiting for traffic, because I want to run out there and grab my taillight, right?
Uh-huh.
And the minute traffic clears up, the left turn light or whatever, they start to come around. So I couldn't run out there. And this motherfucker ran over it, and it just explodes in front of me.
Right when you're getting up to it.
Like, I waited so long. All these cars were going around it. You know what I mean?
Finally, it's clear.
And then finally, it's clear. And then that left, you know, because now people are coming from the left, right? And they start turning. And I'm like, ah, fuck. So I had to wait for them. So I stood on the side. And the first car that came that makes its
that
left.
That was intentional.
Yeah.
I don't think he's. Yeah, maybe. Ran or explode. I got my car. Hole in my fucking hole. I could reach in and grab shit.
Wait, tell us another.
My son's mommy, Angie. Uh-huh. Our first date. That's the first thing she noticed. She's like, "You got a hole in the pants." Oh, that's a true story.
Oh my God! Tell us another car story. I know you've had a lot of cars, right?
Oh my God, dude!
How many cars would you say you've had in your whole life?
20?
God,
22.
And you have a Celica?
22? Huh?
Do you have a Celica?
I would never get a Celica.
God damn it.
I would never get a Celica. That's a horrible fucking car.
And a GT.
No one would want that.
Don't feel bad, man. I had a Celica hatchback that my grandmother gave me, and it was yellow.
Oh, my God.
I drove it to Foss.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yellow Celica hatchback.
That was the time, though. That was a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was struggling back then. Yeah. We lived in Tacoma, too.
Yeah.
That was actually rich. For him to have a yellow Celica, going to school at Henry Foss, 16. Yeah. 16, you were actually a blessed dude.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Not too many rich people back then. Yeah. I think Michael Jordan just became a millionaire.
Yeah. They broke into my...
Like, there weren't, like, millionaire athletes. Like, now everyone's a millionaire. There's a lot of role models.
Oh, back then that was rare.
Now there's a lot of role models. There's people that, if Chris was a kid, he'd be like, oh, I can make a million. Love it, because there's people you can identify with. Back then, it was a couple of black millionaires. It was like Bill Cosby and Michael Jordan.
Check this out.
Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. When I was a freshman in college, you know, Scott Brooks, I think he's the coach of, he's an NBA coach.
Oklahoma. Yeah. He was Oklahoma, right?
He was Oklahoma City. He was a rookie with the 76ers.
Yeah.
And he used to come to our school and scrimmage with us.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Scott Brooks.
Scott Brooks. Yeah. Wow.
But he was making the league minimum, and at that time it was $100,000.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
These contracts that these kids get now, they are so lucky. Like, Michael didn't start making real, real money until like 91.
Yeah.
Like, he was 6 years in the league before, like, I think it was after he won a championship game. Then they were, like, paying him, like, the Michael money that he deserved. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Well, the world should have paid Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
The NBA should have leased his name.
Yeah.
He was that good. He was that good.
And then back then, they signed those long-term contracts, too. So
yeah.
It was
10 years for $135 million. You break it down, you're like,
I think Magic Johnson signed for 20, if I'm not mistaken, 25 years, $1 million per year. So he signed a $25 million contract, but it was $1 million.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
25 years. Jeez.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
Shit. And even now, like, well, LeBron's contract is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Who else has it? Durant.
Curry.
Steph.
Yeah. Those guys are like 180, right?
No, they're Steph signed for, I think, 220.
Jesus. Yeah. How many years? Time.
Five
years. What the fuck? What the fuck? What is the chef cooking now? What do you cook at that point? His brother plays for Portland, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he pretty good?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's okay? He's just a player? He's like a league player? Yeah. Is that like a...
Role player, yep.
Does he start or no?
No. I think he started in Dallas. When he was in Dallas, I think he started.
Really? I remember his dad, Del Curry. I remember that horrible high top he had. Because it was like a receding hairline, but he still had the fade and the flat top.
Well, because you got to think he was like, what, 25 probably?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was still in fashion.
I think he played for the Jazz or the Kings. I can't remember. I just remember he was in our division. I think it was like with Seattle. I remember Del Curry was
You'd see him.
That was his name, right? Del Curry? Yeah. So funny, man. Isn't that crazy to see their kids now taking over?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Trip.
It's weird that we all know their contracts. Like, why is that kind of weird that everybody knows the contract of the sports people?
Yeah.
That is. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Something kind of weird about that. Like, oh, he got this much, he got that much. It's like, man, how does everybody.
There's another other professions where you know.
Yeah. Where you know. Like, oh, yeah, you work for, you're the manager at the Dairy Queen. Yeah, yeah, you get like, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Yeah. $14.50 an hour. Congrats, bro. That's good money. That's solid. Thank you. You'll see some kid in a jack-in-the-box uniform doing a press conference. You know, I want to thank my mom for this. You know, I also want to thank my high school teacher that didn't think I would probably do anything. And this is,
I told you, bitch. You know? All the cameras are flashing. He's signing.
Yeah, Mom, I just signed a new contract at Macy's.
Yeah, hey.
$32,000 a year.
$32,000 a year. I'm in charge of a department. During the off season, they were thinking about trading me to Nordstrom, but I opted out to stay with Macy's.
I never thought about that.
I told you, bitch. That's just so funny.
I told you, bitch. I make it. Fucking Jack is next to him. He's got the big head on.
Standing in the back. Like,
yeah, the future we have with this kid. You don't even understand. We're happy to have him here. That's funny, man.
That is.
You should have press conference for everybody. Yeah. You get hired just for fun.
We need to have
press conferences.
Yeah.
For everyone, every fucking job.
Regular guy press conferences.
Yeah, man.
The shift manager comes and puts the visor on, your McDonald's visor on.
Yes.
When you step on stage.
Yes.
You take off your Burger King visor and put on a McDonald's visor.
Yeah,
a guy's switching it for you every few seconds.
There's a Gatorade bottle in front of your microphone because they're paid for sponsor. They're sponsoring the event.
Yo, I would for sure watch a press conference of a McDonald's employee that didn't take an off day for a whole year.
Yeah.
Or not. All right.
I just like that awkward silence. I think everyone listening right now is like, hey, did it go off the air? No one reacted to Chase's fucking. I want to do a press conference. Let's do it.
It'd be funny.
I think it would be so funny.
Fast food press conference?
Yes. No, that would be so funny. We hire a press. Oh, let's do it. What do you think that your skill set could actually bring to McDonald's?
Well, I've always liked being around the fryer. You know, when I was a kid, my mom always trusted me around hot oil and the stove. And it's just something I was born with. And I know that I could probably do my best here at McDonald's making fries. Next question.
How will you adjust to the drive-through headset, the new drive-through headset?
It's a lot different. You know, where I first started, we basically used an intercom, but there's no difference. You know, it's going to make things faster. If anything, it's going to show that my skill set using technology that wasn't as good now is only going to get better with the technology that McDonald's is providing. Next question, please.
What will you do to ensure that the shake machine won't always be broken?
Like I did at my last job, I'm going to frequently drink samples of the milkshake while I'm at work. You know, like sneak a small cup of it and put it by the fryer, tasting it, always making sure that it's the right consistency and the right flavor. Next question.
Burger King just announced they're coming out with their Mega Whopper. How are you guys going to prepare for something that's so game-changing?
You know, it's funny that you said that. And as a kid, I do remember the campaign Whopper beat the Big Mac. And we all clearly know that that never happened. That never happened, and it never will. It doesn't matter what Burger King does. They will always be second to McDonald's. And I'll say that out loud, and you will quote me to this. The Whopper will never beat the Big Mac, and it will never beat the Big Mac for as long as I'm here. Next question.
I've got a hypothetical for you.
I'll go for it.
Say a guy comes in and he wants his hash brown inserted into the Egg McMuffin. How do you handle that?
I would first greet him and say, hi, Chase DeRusso. he's in every handbook at every fast food restaurant. It's under annoying customer. We actually trained ourselves with other annoying customers just to prepare ourselves for Chase DeRusso. It's called the Chase DeRusso effect. No more questions, man. I'm just happy to be here. Thank you so much, and thank you to the McDonald family, Ronald McDonald, Jehovah's Witness, and my parents. I love you guys. Thank you.
That was good, dude. That was good. That was good. We should have press conferences for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone deserves a press conference.
Yeah,
make them feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I don't understand, Dre? And I'm saying it to you because you're the sports heavy guy in here.
You know what I mean? I Kalen, you're a sports heavy guy, right?
Yeah, probably not as heavy as Dre, but yeah, I'm into it.
Dre's the heaviest one. Then me, then Kalen, and then Chris, and then that's it. Chase is trying though.
Yeah,
but he is the annoying guy in the room when the game comes on, because then he tries to, you know,
ask questions.
He asks questions. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I did buy Space Jam on Blu-ray for the bus.
Is the guy with the black and white striped shirt? Is he on one of the teams?
The Foot Locker guy.
We all get mad. Why is Foot Locker? Why is there a Foot Locker employee on the field? We get so mad.
But, like, where does he live? Does he live where the home team is at, or does he
no, they
fly
travel.
This guy out?
They travel.
Well,
travel.
Now I know. Thank you very much. I'm sure other people have that.
They have teams, too, like certain sets of refs that travel from game to game.
Oh, I didn't even know that, Chris.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, same with, like, umpires. Like,
they travel.
In teams?
With the team.
Like, umpires travel in teams. Like, I used to work at this place
but
in
But wouldn't
Anaheim
that cause some type of bias?
No. They travel in, like, for example, they travel in teams of four.
Yeah. Not by, like, when you get the same teams to travel. I mean, like, the same team of refs or same set of refs will do the same game.
I got you. So it's not like flight attendants on the plane where they all meet on the plane just like the passengers show up. Oh, hi, Stephen Young. I'll work in the forward cabin, you work in the back. Great, because I don't want to do coach. I'll stay up here and take care of the pilots in first class. Oh, good. Yeah, I'll take care of coach, yeah.
Is there like a most famous ref?
Yeah. His name, the bald one. I forgot his name. He was
Crawford?
Mills McMain?
What was his name? The one that...
Oh,
Mills
the bot?
Lane?
Mills Lane. Mills Lane.
Is that the
that's
one?
That's a boxing.
Yeah, that's a boxing.
No, you're thinking of Mills Lane. Yeah. Mills Lane died. Oh. Was he the bald one? Mills Lane?
Guy,
yeah, he
Mills
died.
Celebrity death
he was
match.
A judge, by the way.
Yeah.
That was my favorite referee.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did all the Mike Tyson Holyfield fights. Yeah. And Lennox, that era. He was good. He was good.
Yeah.
He was if you were to make a movie about Mike Tyson, you have to have that Mills Lane.
He's alive.
So good.
He was an authoritarian in the ring. You know what I mean?
Like, he was an authoritarian. And it was a throwback. He was a throwback ref.
Yeah.
Come on! Yeah. Put him up! That's my last warning, Mike! I swear to God, no more headbutts! I'll take a point! he had the world's largest fight in the palm of his hands, and he didn't know what to do when he bit him. He didn't know what to fucking do.
Oh, yeah.
He did it.
He's like, give me the rule book.
Everyone felt bad. Everyone knew if he called that fight, there would be a riot. You know what I mean? He had to let the fight go. It was a scary moment for that guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's never been done before. The man just bit another man's ear off. That's a disqualification, but he didn't know what to fucking do. It's like this fight has been anticipated for almost 6 years.
Yeah.
Like,
so it was
you know
a safety issue. Fast. He looked around everybody. He made the call.
No, he just made the call in the ring. Like, he was just like...
Somebody had to.
The fucking Holyfield was fucking hitting his ear. He's like, you fucking bit my ear, man. He pointed at the ground. That's my fucking ear.
Yeah. It was a piece of his ear.
All right, right, all right, all right, all right, all right. I hear you, Holyfield. Hold on. Shut the fuck up. Get in your corner! Get in your corner, Mike! Get in your fucking corner! Ah, shit!
You know Mills Lane took a shot of whiskey before each bout. Right?
Oh, yeah. He was dope,
he was that guy. He was that guy.
He was that guy.
He was just that kind of guy. You know, he was gritty.
You know what else I loved about him? Is he was small, and that's what a ref should look like. The ref should not ever look the size of the fighters. And don't go in the fucking ring looking tough.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what you look like. No one's in the audience going, yo, that ref looks like he can kick both their asses. No one's saying that. It's the most annoying shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go to one of these fights and the ref is embodying as if he's one of the toughest guys in there, too. It's like, bro, just make yourself a ninja. We don't want to fucking see you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We only want to see you when cheating's going on. Make sure you're in there. If it's cheating, then jump in there and fucking be authoritative. You know what I mean?
Right.
But for the most part,
hang low. Hang low like a ninja. Disappear, young fighter.
Mills, that's what I loved about Mills Lane.
Dude, I can't imagine.
Tiny. But boy, if they tangled up, break it up! Break it up! He'd be in the middle. He's just pushing them by their hips. That's how tall he was.
Can you imagine Mills Lane wearing anything but that ref uniform?
Uh-uh.
Nope.
No, I can't
don't want to see it.
I would hate to see him in shorts. Just these dead, like, white legs. Just socks. Dead. You just see green veins. Just hardship on his feet.
A tank top.
An opened short sleeve shirt button up.
Casual Mills Lane. Yeah. I don't like that.
I don't like casual Mills Lane. A fedora.
Going out.
Oh, man. Yo, that's crazy, man. Mills Lane. That's crazy. You even knew him. How'd you know who I am?
Celebrity death match.
Oh, that's right.
Let's get it on.
He was a real judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That dude's dope. But yeah, he was always, yeah, you, I don't know. When you barely know sports, you just look at, oh, look, there's Mills Lane. You know what I mean?
He was so good.
He's a character, nice. Man.
Those fights were legend, man. Those were legendary fights. I'm so happy I went to a few of those. I got to go to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was the hustle of Vegas.
Yeah.
I got tickets all the time. People were tripping. I remember when Don King's son gave me tickets to Tyson fight.
What?
Carl King. What? Carl King was checking in. He was checking into the Lexus Park, and Mike Tyson was there. He had this guy named Crocodile. Okay. Do you know who Crocodile is?
No.
Crocodile was Mike Tyson's paid hype man.
Okay.
So he was the one that was just like, when they walk in the ring, he had a towel. He was like, Tyson!
Yeah. Right.
Y'all ready for Tyson? Let's go! This motherfucker is gonna win! Like, watch him. He was very like, you know, he was like Ali's guy, the one that would go, the champ is here! Like, whatever he used to yell out, you know what I mean? I forgot that guy's name. Jamie Foxx's character.
I can't think of his name right now.
That the guy that was like his like loud voice, you know what I mean? Like that's what Crocodile was.
Yeah,
it was his loud voice guy in the corner. Like when every time he'd sit down in the corner, he'd just be there, just, you know what I mean? But just to motivate him. Yeah, you got this, motherfucker. Rip that motherfucker's throat out. Let's go. But he had no like boxing tips.
Yeah.
That'd be
his tips were all bad. Bite his ear.
Yo, bite that motherfucker's ear. Hell yeah.
That's all he heard. That's the only thing that pierced through. Yeah.
So I'm gonna bite his ear. I'll bite his ear. I'll bite his ear real fast.
I mean, what else would Crocodile say?
That's all he could say.
A guy named Crocodile.
Bite that motherfucker's ear!
His last resort.
Can you type in, Caitlin, can you type in Mike Tyson Crocodile? I believe his name is Crocodile. He was really nice. There he is. That's Crocodile. That's Crocodile right there with the hat and glasses.
There he is.
Isn't that guy crazy? He was so nice, man. He'd always talk to me.
I never knew
he had so many stories, bro. Yeah, he would sit and talk to me because I worked the late shift. That's him right there to the far right. See with the glasses and the hat? That's totally him. Yup. Yup. That's him now.
Wow.
Back in the day, he was like a hip-hop artist. He looked like, yo, I'm not joking. He looked like a member from Wu-Tang. He would wear camouflage. And he would. Yeah. Timberlands. You don't have anything. There you go. That's Crocodile right there.
Him. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now he kind of looks like Ving Rhames.
Can't do shit. I dare anybody.
Was that one of his guys?
Fight this motherfucker. Try.
You think that was one of his guys from New York or just
I don't know, man. No one knew the significance of Crocodile, but everyone knew that it was
hyped you up.
It was like I don't know what to say, man. It was like it was his hype man. I guess cuz Mike Tyson was a personality, but he wasn't like I don't know. He was a personality. He showed it in the ring.
Yeah.
He said some things that were ferocious, but but as far as charismatic, it would.
He
I think that's
more
why
charismatic later. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
During that time, he was. You didn't want. He didn't say words. Right. He had a face.
Right.
Right. Remember he had that look. Remember when he would walk down that. Remember he would have that towel.
That towel. Yeah.
And he just had that look. And he would just walk down the ring. But God, next to him was Crocodile going, motherfuckers! Let's go, motherfuckers! I loved Crocodile.
So Crocodile gave you the tickets? Or?
No, Crocodile would just always talk to me, man. He would talk to everybody. He was so cool. But it was Carl King, which is Don King's son. So I don't know what his responsibility was, because I know I guess he was promotion, but I think he was just mostly like taking care of those cats, making sure that they had their rooms and all that shit. You know what I mean? And then and then I was just telling him about how Fred and I always watch fights. You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, I'd love to go to see. I would love to see a Tyson fight, man. That shit's so expensive. And he's like, I'm going to leave two tickets for you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I go, are you serious? And I called Fred. I go, Fred, we're going to see Tyson. What, Bubba? Are you kidding me right now, Bubba? Don't fuck with me. Don't come home. We're going to see Mike Tyson, man.
Wow. Mm. That's dope, man.
That fight was over in like 40 seconds. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this, because this was at the height of his career. You know what I mean? That walk-in is the greatest walk-in I've ever seen, ever. And I've seen a lot of cats walk in.
Yeah.
I've seen De La Hoya walk in. I've seen Hoyce Gracie walk in. I've seen Floyd Mayweather walk in. I've seen, dude, I can name a ton, man. I've seen Holyfield walk in twice. Nobody walked in like Mike Tyson, bro. Nobody. There was just something special about that motherfucker, bro. You felt that energy in the room. It felt like we were in Rome. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And a gladiator was about to fucking kill a lion. I'm not joking, bro. It was like that. When the lights would go black, and then the spotlight hit that corner, and then, you know, it would always be rap. You know what I mean? I think he was the first one to come in with rap. Yeah. I don't know if he was, but that was like synonymous with Mike, man. Right, and right. Then you just see him like, you see that white fucking, oh, man. Because it would start off on the monitor. You would see him coming down the hallway, you know, from his room, you know, and everyone would start cheering when that door opened. Then you see him like coming down and everyone's like, oh, shit. And then, pow, the light would pop. And then now he's in the arena. Oh, shit, bro. Shit.
Damn.
Electric, bro. It's amazing, that energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you can really feel it to where you can cut it like with a knife, that's real, man. It's fucking crazy.
Because
it's not just about the screaming. There's a thickness in the air, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. You feel that energy, man.
Like an anticipation of what's coming.
Well, we all knew what was coming.
Yeah.
It was Tyson.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
What did Fred say when it was over in 40 seconds?
What the fuck? No, he loved it. I mean, we were mad at the fighter that fought him, but you could tell he was just obviously scared.
Yeah.
It was Bruce Seldon.
Oh, I remember that fight.
Yeah, Bruce Seldon fought him. And I think that's probably why Carl King gave me tickets. Like, you know what I mean? Because I think he was a King fighter.
Yeah.
I think he was just a fighter to help promote Tyson brand. Because, you know, Lennox Lewis wasn't with Don King. And that's why they kept pushing that fight to happen, not pushing that fight away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To the point where Lennox was like dropping his belt in the trash can. You remember?
Yeah.
Fight me, motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they wouldn't fight him. Yeah. That was weird. Mm. It was weird. That was a crooked time. But then I feel like boxing has never changed.
Yeah, no.
I feel like these promoters, you know, that you give the fighters the promoting thing now, and now they're doing crooked shit too.
Same stuff, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't want to disrespect. You know, no disrespect. You know, I don't have any evidence saying that they're crooked, so I shouldn't say that. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? It's just Floyd is in charge of his fights. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
It feels dirty. That's
it
all.
Feels dirty. Like you got to separate those two. You can't be the promoter and the booker.
Right.
You can't.
Oh, so he does all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's Floyd Mayweather Promotions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the reason why Manny didn't fight Floyd for all those years. You know, was it really about blood test or was it about money? Because he was with Arum. You know what I mean? He was with Bob Arum Promotions. And it's like, Floyd's not giving half his money to fucking Bob Arum just because you got Manny Pacquiao. That was the argument.
Oh, so he could get it himself.
Yeah. Well, he was getting it himself. Yeah. He was making $250 million a fucking fight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give half of that or 30% of that to Bob Arum for what? Because you got Manny? I don't need Manny. But, I mean, he made it bigger than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Made it about all that other shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, this is boring pod. I'm sorry. You guys want to cut this out?
No.
I like the boxing talk.
You do like the boxing talk?
Yeah. Because
that's all we were into, me and Fred, man. That was our common bond. Man, HBO fights, the pay-per-views. We watched all that shit,
You got to call the next fight then.
Huh?
You're going to call the next Manny fight?
No, I'm not going to call that fight.
Oh. No, I mean, like making predictions.
Oh, well, you know that. I think he's fighting Bronner. What's his name?
Bronner.
He's in trouble right now. He got two sexual assault charges on the same day, two different fucking cities. I don't even know how that's possible.
Really? I hadn't even heard that.
Yeah. Here, can you look it up, Kaylin? I don't know why, because he's. I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like that Bronner guy.
Yeah.
I hate it when they get in trouble, man. Like, you know, these guys need to have somebody next to a man or something.
It's the people around you, man.
It's
tough, man. It's tough when you come up with people who don't have, you know, the structure. You know what I'm saying?
And
then they, you know, now you got
and then how
now
do you tell,
got money.
How do you tell somebody that's the breadwinner to stop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't.
That's tough.
And then not only that, he's got two fucking certified lethal weapons attached to his wrists.
Yeah.
Certified lethal weapons. You know that, right, Chase?
You have to register those.
You have to register your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell that motherfucker to stop drinking? What?
Come win.
I don't want that job.
And he's already seven shots in?
Nope.
Nah.
You call.
But you know, this is a buffer fight for the big Mayweather Manny rematch. And my whole thing is, this is another thing that I don't like about Mayweather. It's like, you know what I mean? Manny always fights the best.
Yeah.
Always, without a question. Look at his fucking history. He fought everyone in their prime. He may have got his ass knocked out. Or he may have lost that fight, but he fought the best at that time.
He never ducked.
He never ducked or cushioned or candy coated. Like, and that's what I'll always, to my grave, Floyd is the best to ever step in that ring. He is that good, man. The guy never even looks at tapes. He doesn't look at tapes of other fighters. He literally goes in and improvises and fucking makes people look stupid.
Yeah.
He really does. And, God damn, man. His tactics make him look so bad.
Well, it's that he's that good, and then
he's that bad.
It just becomes, and I don't want to say this like definitively, but it becomes business, more business than sport.
It's more business than sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like his last two fights, like please stop walking around saying you're 52-0. Stop. You're not. Yeah. You're clearly 50-0, but I'll even question that 50th fight. No, 50 was Connor. And then 51 was some other dude that was kind of good. And then 52 was that Japanese guy? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Dude, you can't put that on your record. You can't put Connor on your record.
Right.
Like, you didn't fight the best. You know what I mean? There were guys in your division that were fucking clearly the best. And you chose not to. And that, to me, Muhammad Ali fought Larry Holmes until he retired. Like, he was he got knocked the fuck out. That's what a champ does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
De La Hoya, like, as much as you guys hate De La Hoya, whoever, you know, whatever, got his asshole kicked in by fucking Manny Pacquiao. Kicked the fuck in. And he fought Manny in his prime. Like, people were like, what are you doing? Like, he was cutting all that weight. I think he had to lose 30 pounds to fight Manny. Everyone thought Manny was, you know, going to get his head ripped off because De La Hoya was so big. You know what I mean? He was going to go in the bigger fighter once he got his weight back. I can go on forever. But what I'm saying is, it's like, I love Floyd. Yo, you're the best, dude, clearly. But just your decisions make me mad. It's
frustrating.
It's frustrating. It's like, you're going to fight Manny. Like, that's the hype, right? But then you go and fight this guy in Japan. You know what I mean? But and Manny, the fight that he's going to fight before you is against Bronner. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
That's whack. Why didn't you fight Bronner? Why didn't you fight him, Floyd? Why not? Show the world. You're that good. Fight him. Show him. Show him why you're so good. Fight Bronner. But you're going to make Manny fight him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just
was Bronner with Mayweather at one point?
Yo, there's another guy. I forgot his name. It was Chocolate. His nickname was Chocolate. He was a shit, dude. And he was with Floyd. And mm-hmm. and Floyd kept – you got to watch that documentary. You make the decision for yourself.
Yeah.
But Floyd was booking his fights.
Which documentary?
It's a documentary on boxers. I think it's called – I forget what it's called. But I'll tell you. Next pod, I'll tell you guys the name of it. And he was signed under Floyd. And for some reason, during Floyd's, you know, reign, he's not fighting him. They're in the same weight class. He's the – you know what I mean? And he never fought him. It was weird. And then postponing his fights and not booking him. And everyone was like, why isn't he booking him? And why isn't he fighting? I don't know. Look, I'm not going to do that shit. I don't know about the business. I'll stay out of it.
Yeah. I know, but yeah.
That's bad pod. This is bad pod.
Feels a little
It just
dirty.
Seems a little dirty.
All like, I'm
like
saying
you said
is
it feels a little weird.
Yeah, it's just, you know, fighter, be a fighter, yo. You know what I mean? Let's get some good promoters. That's all.
Yeah.
You know what else I think that they should do?
What's that?
I think that the judges should be in soundproof booths.
Mm. Oh my god!
Completely tinted. You can't see their fucking face.
Yeah,
and they can't look at the other motherfucker.
Isolated.
Isolated, and they're not allowed to have their cell phone or any communication with anybody.
Yeah.
And at the end of every fight, the fight doesn't go until their numbers are in for that fucking round.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then go.
Yeah. So you mean round one?
Round one over. Yeah, because Dre, I don't understand at the end of the fight that we're waiting 15 minutes for the fucking cards. There's only three fucking judges.
Right.
Every round was already documented. You already documented every round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last round is the only one you knew.
Yeah. What are we?
That's easy. That takes 3 seconds to decide who won that round. Boom. 10-9. That's it. Boom.
And add it up.
Yeah. And then plus how
no,
many?
No, they don't have to add it up. There's a commissioner or somebody that grabs it that's certified that has to legally add it up. Yeah. But the judges don't do that.
No, but I meant like then the math just happens. Like, yeah, you know, there's no more
exactly.
debating.
Yeah. The end of round 12, boom, here's my card. Bam, that quick. Dude, why are we waiting so long?
Yeah, how many times have we watched a fight and HBO will call something and then the international people will call the same thing and then all of a sudden the judges thing comes in and it's something
totally
opposite.
It's always wrong. There's always this rubber round that no one fucking mysteriously happened.
Yeah.
They gave this round to blah, blah, blah. Like, what? How?
Yeah.
What, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so corrupt.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Can they clean it up? Can they?
If they do I like your soundproof booth fight.
Yeah, that's a good way to start, I think.
Like that.
I think they already thought of that, but then the powers that be are like, fuck that shit. Yeah. How are we going to rig it?
Then we. We have less control that way.
That is the only thing that kills that sport because it's a fucking beautiful sport to watch.
Yeah.
The only thing that kills it are these horrible decisions. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Money corrupts, man. And that sport in particular, for some reason, is easily corruptible.
Yeah. Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Mm-hmm. Dude, that last Manny, you remember that fight that we watched in Hawaii?
Yeah.
I was just like, come on.
Right. Oh, that was terrible. Yeah.
Who called that?
That was bad.
That was bad.
The fighters know what the people think, right?
Huh?
The fighters have to know what the people think. Like, we know. We all know.
That doesn't pay the bills.
Right. That's true.
You take a dude's title, it's done. And those guys, you know how hard it is to come back for a title fight? Oh, my God.
Right.
Those guys get put through the ringer, man. That is the worst life, man.
Damn.
Those fighters, man, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
I just saw a video of Brian TC get his, he fought Max.
Uh-huh.
He just got the pins taken out of his thumb. And he put it on Instagram. And I'm just like, just pulling out these pins because he broke his thumb in the first round.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? You fought with a broken thumb?
That's a sacrifice, man.
Dude, I break my thumb at the beginning of the fight. The fight's over.
It's over.
You just won.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Your face broke my hand. You won. Done, done. Can you say time out in a street fight? I'm done. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm done.
I'm done.
Quit. I quit.
I quit.
Man. I call it.
There was this one, I forgot what fight it was, but the guy got kicked in the leg so hard that I don't know if it ripped the tendon or sprained the tendon. Can that happen? Sprained the tendon?
Yep.
But his tendon he couldn't bend his knee. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he never kicked the whole fight. He said that. He goes, they asked him, why didn't you kick? He goes, he kicked me so hard that something happened to my, I forgot what he said, but he said, I couldn't even move that leg anymore. I would have been like, yeah, that's when the fight's over.
I quit.
Those guys are different. You can kick a bag all day as hard as you want. Jump in the air and do a spinning fucking ninja kick, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Jump in the air and kick 10 boards in a row. That's great. Whatever the fuck it is that you do, fucking amazing. You punch that bag and it fucking hit the wall. Wow. Nothing compared to that goddamn octagon.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
All that is nothing. Nothing. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you can't imagine it.
Yeah, you can only prepare yourself so much.
You can train for 10 years kicking bags and fucking punching speed bags. Spar. You can spar. Spar. Hey, I went in the ring and sparred. Yeah, good.
I'm ready.
That's a light fight with no intention to knock anybody out. That's what that is.
Right.
But when you go in that octagon or that ring where your life depends on it and your livelihood and you're feeding your family and if you lose, chances are you may never have this chance again. Bro, talk about kill.
Yeah,
these guys are killing each other, bro.
Yeah, you got to be slightly out of your mind, out of your mind to do that.
Yes, best fight ever. I want you guys to watch it. Oh man, I forgot his name. Oh my god, it was Bradley. First of all, it was Tim Bradley, and he fought this Russian cat.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot his name, but he was up and coming, man. And they fought, and he knocked Bradley's block off. I think he was knocked out.
Yeah.
I think he was knocked out. You got to watch the fight. Can you find that fight? All you have to type in is best Tim Bradley fight ever.
Yeah, I think the Russian's name is, well, it's definitely Russian. It's Provodinenkov.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Provodinenkov.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch that fight, you guys. Wow. You want to watch a real life Rocky movie? It was that fight.
It's in that fight?
Wow. All
right.
Bro, it wasn't even real, man. It wasn't even real. And the reason why, and I know why Tim fought. I talked to Tim, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know deep in his heart, it's because he caught so much shit for beating Manny, and they felt like that was one of those rigged fights again.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thought that Manny won, and then they fought again. And then, you know, it was just like this. Everyone was, like, making him out to not be a world champion.
Right.
They were all calling him a good fighter, but not a world champion. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and fights this guy, who's supposed to be the next big thing. And no one was going. No one went to that fight. It was in I think it was like in OC somewhere. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So like the ticket sales weren't that good either.
Mm.
And I stumbled on it. You know what I mean? I was watching, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, Bradley's fighting. Watch it, man. This fucking Russian ripped his head off. Tim fell to the ground, got back up. You could tell he's clearly knocked out. And man, I don't even think he knew he was swinging. I asked him too. I go, were you swinging? He goes, man, that was just memory.
Wow.
He goes, my arms were just, because that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
I want you guys to know this is what it looked like. I don't want you to think he got up. He was like, yeah. He was this. Just he was doing this.
Arms wailing.
Yeah, wailing. Watch it, dude. It's what? And then it happened again. It's such a good fight, man. Watch it. Is this good pod? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm into boxing. That is, but if you're not a boxing fan, that's the fight to watch. That'll make you love boxing.
Done.
It's so good. You know what? Just do it for us. We'll cut it out. Kalen, can you play a round, one of the rounds, or just
I got it going up right now.
Play the round. You'll see the play. You guys will Dude, is this the round? Turn it up.
Which round do you want?
The one where he gets his head knocked off.
I was still looking for that.
I think it's right around the third round or something like that.
Right,
jeez. Bro. You'll see it. You'll see it. So good. Anyways, what I'm saying is, wow, what am I saying? What am I saying?
I think what you're saying.
Go for it, Chase.
Again.
Give it to him.
Let's hear it.
Let him know. Yeah.
Be a, enjoy. Wait, what are we saying? Look, here's what we're saying.
Be a real champ.
Be a real champ.
Watch this. Watch this, you guys. Watch this.
Here we go.
Boom. Watch this.
Felt as though it was a bad decision and he won the fight. Probotnikov says, no, no, that's not.
Wait, did he get knocked down already? He's about to right here. Bam. Bam.
Big right hand by Probotnikov.
Boom. Oh. Look at this. Look at that. He can't even stand up.
Whoa.
Look. Ribnikov thinks he won. Look, he's got spaghetti legs. Watch this, bro.
A slip, not a knockdown.
Bradley's been on the deck before, memorably twice against Kendall Holt. Got up to win that fight. Probotnikov's a good puncher.
He was knocked down once early and once late against Holt, and he has been ripped by Probotnikov.
There's another round, man, where he's up against the ropes, and he's just throwing his arms.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, but did you see that? Look, crazy. That's his wife right now.
Wow.
His wife is just like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Bro, that fight is so good, man. It's so good. That round, it's like every round. Damn. You're just like, oh.
Damn.
That was intense.
That was intense, right? That was just 10 seconds right there.
Yeah.
You see him fall to the ground twice.
But you know what? When he stood
and you
up,
see his eyes, like he's just like.
Yeah.
But he still carried himself like a champ. He had that smile on his face. Like,
yeah.
I can do this.
No, I think that was, that was delusion. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's just like, that was frustration.
I'm good.
That was frustration. Yeah, that's what that was, Chris.
Yeah,
I was looking at the ref like, I'm good.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
His fucking legs are doing the Laffy Taffy. He's doing the stanky leg. You ain't all right. You are dead standing up. That's a good fight right there. Get that fight. Yeah, anyways, just be a champion in everything you do, man. You know what I mean? Be fair. Be honest. Be good. You know what I mean? Take care of your legacy. Ooh, that's good.
That's good. That's great.
Take care of your legacy, man. Things you do, your actions, man. That's what people talk about, right? Mm-hmm.
You got to protect the legacy.
Protect it, man. Be good. Be good. Nothing wrong with being good. There's a lot with being bad. You know what I mean? That shit will haunt you. Be good. Be a champion. Be a warrior. All that shit that you think you're doing, do it like a champion, man. TJ Dillashaw is about to fight for to defend his belt, man, and he keeps putting out these videos. You know what I mean? These inspirational videos and motivational videos, man. And I'm telling you, man, that shit motivates me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a fighter, but watch what a fighter does in life, and you're gonna be like, God damn, I'm doing 10% what that fucker's doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always said that though. No athlete is. The boxers are the best athletes.
The preparation is just
hands down. Yeah. You cannot question a boxer's conditioning. They're amazing. Floyd, you ever see Floyd train?
Well, because look what the stakes are, though.
Yeah,
look what the stakes are. If you don't,
there's
prepare.
Two things at stake: life and your real life and your real life.
Yeah.
Watch this one. Watch this one. Here we go. Look at it. Look at his face, you guys.
Oh.
Look, he's knocked out. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
He's getting down.
That is a knockdown. But the clock is going to bring an end to the fight.
If Bradley can get up and stay up.
Hey, come here. You all right?
Let's go. Oh, wait. You didn't show the part where he knocked him down, though.
Yeah, that was the next knockdown that I found in the
hospital. Oh, no. There's another one, man. Because, look, you can see his face. There's another one where Bradley beats the shit out of him, man.
Other way.
Yeah, look at his face.
Yeah, there's another one where Bradley beats the shit out of him, dude. That's how this fight was, the whole fight, bro.
Damn.
It's intense.
It's crazy. It's so good. It's so good. That's my favorite fight.
All right.
Fight of forever.
Yeah.
There'll never be a fight like that. It was so crazy to watch.
How long ago was that?
God, man, 7 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just, I think he just lost his title or something like that.
Okay.
I think Manny got it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And now this is like that rubber fight.
Yeah.
And he took on a very big fighter, man, because they were blowing that guy up. And he was good. I don't know where he's at now, but he's good. Anyways, what are we getting at? This is 54 minutes. We just went 54
Dude,
minutes, you guys.
Yeah,
hey, you guys, if you're in your cubicles, look that fight up.
Yeah.
Enjoy that. Mm-hmm. You can watch it without the sound. You can like, God damn. Dude, you ever get something, do you ever have something in life knock you down and just like, I don't think I can get up. Watch this fight. Watch this fight. This guy clearly shouldn't have gotten up 9 times.
It was pure will and instinct.
Pure will and instinct. His wife was in the audience. He knew he had to feed a fucking family, man. He got up. That's what you do. Get up. Get the fuck up. Stop blaming it on other fucking people, man. It's you.
And you got to practice it. Just like you said, he it was just muscle memory when he was doing it, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't aware of what he was doing.
Yeah.
Right.
He just knew it. You got to practice that.
Repetition. Get through it. Mental repetition. Physical repetition. Just whatever it is that you want in life, do it. No one owes you anything. Say that to yourself. No one owes you anything. You owe yourself everything. That's what it is. Get it yourself. Do it yourself. If these guys can do it, you can do it. Manny Pacquiao fought with fucking leather gloves with no laces, man. And he ended up becoming the fucking world champion. Fought barefoot. Are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of here, man. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Stop fucking saying that you can't do it. You can do it. Anyone can do anything. Stop asking how people did it. It's right in front of you. Watch it. It's right in front of you. Whatever you need to motivate yourself, watch it. You got YouTube, watch it. You'll see success stories all the time. Motivate yourself. You can do it. Believe me, man. Believe me. Only person that's doubting is yourself. Stop saying I can't. Stop saying I want to. Just say, hey, I'm going to do it. That's it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get all deep, man.
Yeah, sorry.
But you can do it, you guys. I love you. I don't know where we went with this one, but I hope you had fun listening to it. I love you guys. It's the Koi Pond. Love you, Chris, Chase, Kaylin, Dre. Let's do this. We're out.
I had no time, so I would make a way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her now. I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance, then I'd say, yeah, 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 yeah. I could fly you out to Paris. Yeah, yeah.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.